It is 7:21. This is Galesburg Live at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. I'm Will Stevenson. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos will join us in our next hour. But now that I got some other details out of the way there about our, again, our first confirmed COVID-19 case, want to welcome our guest to talk about how this whole situation in the last couple of weeks has impacted our community. Joining me here in studio is Pam Gaither, Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Pam. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Very glad to have you. And joining us on the phone this morning is Lily Blauen with Forefront, who will talk about nonprofits in the community. Good morning, Lily. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you sound great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Lily, for the purposes of this discussion, I know a lot of people know what Forefront is by now, but for those who don't, real quickly, just kind of explain what Forefront is. It's really kind of a middleman for the nonprofit community, but maybe that isn't an accurate description.
I think I like the term connector, maybe a little better than middleman, but absolutely. So Forefront is a statewide association for both grant makers and nonprofits throughout the entire state of Illinois. And we provide capacity building resources for nonprofits to help them either fulfill their missions more effectively or reach more people, to scale up, to provide professional development. And do a lot in the policy and advocacy sector, making sure that when decisions are being made and throughout the state and even at the federal level, that nonprofits are being considered. Locally, I work with a cohort of about 28 nonprofits.
Wow.
Through a partnership with the Galesburg Community Foundation and the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce and Monmouth Chamber of Commerce. And we try to find even better ways to bring those resources directly to nonprofits in Knox and Warren County and the surrounding area to make sure that the people who need those resources are getting them and that we're taking care of those employees and workers who are really doing some incredible things in our community.
And Forefront as a whole has been around for a while, but it's only been really within the last couple of years, hasn't it, that they've really kind of stepped up their presence, if you will, here in the Galesburg area, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first kind of sighting was maybe 5 or so years ago, but it was only in the beginning of 2018 that the position I'm in now became formal and we established what's known as the Nonprofit Network. And so it's been really great to get to work with all of these really important organizations like the Chambers and GCF to try and find really relevant solutions for rural nonprofits and nonprofits in our area. But as we all know, we've never really come up against something quite like this.
Well, that's where my next line of questioning goes, and I'm going to turn to Pam to that here next. Pam, you just took over at the chamber here not too long ago, and now as I was kind of talking with Randy Hovind the other day, who's also new to his job, this is almost, I hate to say, a baptism by fire for you, but man, you've kind of had to study up and solve a lot of problems pretty quickly, haven't you?
Yeah, I would agree that that's probably a pretty good statement for a lot of people. No one's been through something like this, but being new to a position, I think it presents challenges of its own, but it's a really great opportunity to learn as much as we can and grow from that. And I think that that's probably something that a lot of people are utilizing right now.
We talked about this with some business people in the last week or so about how this is impacting them. And I think we mostly focused on restaurants, and perhaps rightfully so, because of the order that they more or less be closed, aside from carry out and pick up and delivery options. But there are a lot of lights off in businesses around this area the last couple of weeks because they're not classified as essential. Who have you been hearing from the business community? How are they doing?
Yeah, I've actually talked to several business owners, and we're trying to make connections even more ongoing. But, you know, the thing I'm seeing is, even in the midst of a really trying time, as we all know this is, I think we can all agree our area has really come together to be supportive and joined together. The restaurant sector is one of those risk categories. I think we can all understand that they're in a position that's, it could be dangerous,
right,
at this point. and the community has come together, supported our restaurant sector, I feel, really well. And, you know, the restaurants have gotten very creative, too, in what they're presenting to our community. And that, I think, is key in being in the front of minds of people at this time, too. You know, some of the things that other businesses I'm seeing doing are really, really great collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that we're seeing Starbucks and the V&A. The V&A is just all over the place delivering meals to their population that they serve. Glowbar and Galesburg Business Association, they join forces to do Community Glow, where they're delivering food. You have reported on all of these, but, you know, Lieber's and the Y.
Yeah.
The United Way and their endless list of supporters. It's just really incredible to be part of such a great community that, even in the desperate times that we're in, as far as not knowing what's happening next, they're looking at the positive side and moving together.
Lily, and we have talked about all of those things extensively, and you can go back and hear our conversations at WGIL.com from our morning and evening programs if you've missed it. But Lily, I think the one thing that, as we've kind of heard the term essential employee kind of thrown around the last couple of weeks, I think we found out just how essential our nonprofit community has become.
Absolutely. So many of them are out on, you know, on the front lines, as we like to call it right now, making sure that families are getting food, that people are checking in on seniors and children and disadvantaged communities, people who, you know, maybe don't have ready access to the internet. I mean, there's just a list of individuals that need support right now, and our nonprofits, you know, are always kind of there beside them, but they're really stepping up and getting creative, and it's really wonderful to see all these collaborations between the community, the for-profit and the nonprofit community, and I think we're going to see a lot more in the next week or so.
One of the things I've kept saying is that as much as sometimes even we in the media hear from the people who are less than pleased with, well, any aspect of something that happens, but there are still, I think, Pam and Lily, a lot of good people that when push comes to shove, come together to do a lot of good things and to help our community in extremely positive ways.
I think we've seen that. Yeah, Lily, sorry, I didn't want to talk over you there.
No, absolutely. I find it really incredible because it's not just in these times. I mean, part of what I know I'm doing and what I know Pam is doing is trying to keep those connections open, making sure that we're connecting with nonprofits, that they're connecting with each other, that the community is finding ways to interact and engage so that they can start coming up with solutions together. And, you know, every time I think the conversation's going to turn to woe is me or, you know, we need this, and certainly there are needs, but it's always, hey, just take a second. Let's look at this person or this organization or this community that that needs this. How can we all come together and solve that problem? And it's so incredible to see that compassion and selflessness just really shine.
Absolutely. I'm going to take another break here, and when we come back, as much as maybe I don't want it to be the focus of our conversation, I want to talk more about maybe the struggles that both the nonprofit and the business community are having right now. Perhaps we'll talk about that in more detail when we come back. Pam Gaither of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce and Lily Blauen of Forefront are here as we talk about the impacts of COVID-19 on our business and nonprofit communities, which are two of the shining lights in the Galesburg community, that's for sure. But we'll talk about how you can help them and how the kind of help they need, among other things, when we come back. First, it is approaching 7:31. Tyler Gum has WGIL news headlines, and then we will continue with Galesburg Live on WGIL. Good morning.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning at 7:35 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Live continues. I'm Will Stevenson. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos will join us at 8:15 to talk about the federal response to COVID-19 and, again, among other measures that have been passed, that $2 trillion stimulus package that was passed yesterday. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how both sides have accused the other of politicizing the issue, among other things, coming up next hour. We'll try to get to the bottom of some of that if we can. But right now, this morning, Pam Gaither, Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, is here. And on the phone, Lily Blauen of Forefront is on the line. Lily, I'll turn back to you next. As much as the nonprofit community has had to kind of step up in this time and help our community, maybe in ways that they're both used to and not used to, that's got to be a struggle, especially when there are concerns about things like, you know, how they're going to pay for it or how they're going to pull it off or how they're going to get all the help they need to do what they feel they should be doing for the community.
Yeah, I think, I think like in all of the sectors, everybody is struggling, and there's just so much that we don't know. The timeline, you know, what we're really looking at, what the long-term effects are going to be. And that is hurting nonprofits. The way it's hurting our, you know, local businesses, especially because, you know, many nonprofits rely on programs and, you know, their big fundraising events. I'm sure anybody listening probably had one or two galas or some kind of gathering that was being put on, you know, that was canceled or postponed indefinitely as a result of this. And that has a lot of nonprofits wondering, you know, how they're going to continue to pay their bills, especially the ones that aren't allowed to continue their services. I think as many of our nonprofits are able to keep going and working for our community are doing the best that they can. But some of them, because of the closures and bans, have decided not to. Many of them rely on a dedicated population of older volunteers. And so there's a lot of concern for their health and safety, and they're trying to figure out how to adapt to that situation. And some of them are being restricted from the top down. Many who are receiving state grants or federal funding actually have very strict restrictions on how they can gather and adapt if they have any clarity at all. So there's still just a lot of uncertainty in how a lot of the organizations are going to move forward. And I think we're seeing a lot of people adapt. We're all adapting, trying to learn how to navigate the new normal, which keeps changing. Forefront actually just did a huge statewide survey last week. We had over 1,300 nonprofits kind of chime in and let us know how they were doing and how we could be advocating for them. And 83% of those 1,300 noted that they're already experiencing significant impact to their general operations, to their programs, to their services. And, you know, 78% of them are concerned about how they're going to generate revenue and keep going if this continues. So it's definitely something that that keeps me up at night, and I know is keeping them up at night. And you know, I guess that's why I'm really happy that I have this coalition to work with. You know, working with agencies like the Chamber, working with Pam and the Community Foundation, who, as you know, recently rallied together the Rapid Response Fund. We're all paying attention, and we're all, you know, kind of preparing for how we can activate and be there to support our nonprofits throughout this time.
And Pam, conversely, the for-profit community, I guess our business community, they have the same struggles. I mean, as we just talked about a little bit ago, many of them are not considered essential, so they can't keep their doors open, which could lead to consequences that are just as dire for them.
Yeah, you know, we've talked to several businesses in the community in the greater Galesburg area, and topics range from unemployment for their employees. They're concerned about how does that work to how unemployment will affect their business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're talking about financial concerns. How are we going to make ends meet? And really then how are we going to move forward after this? Because people like to think about recovery, I think, in the midst of a crisis. So these are just some of the areas that we're talking about. And 3 weeks ago, the largest point that we talked about was talent retention. So it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say funny because it's not, but it's interesting to see the shift in what everyone has to pivot to think about. And we want to, you know, we want to talk about these things because that's how we can work through it together. The chamber is looking to connect businesses with resources they need specifically. And as more legislative information is rolling out on that side, we're able to better find out what their needs are and point them in the right direction.
I know that a couple of things that you've worked on right away, Pam, I think, did you not or are you not conducting a similar sort of survey with your business community?
Yeah, we did. We rolled out a survey, I think it was on Thursday,
yeah.
And we're getting some really great feedback from the community members, and it's really great to hear what they are feeling. And we encourage, you know, our members to fill out this survey. It's on Facebook and on our website, on our resource link, our COVID-19 resource link on the website at galesburg.org. You know, the surveys, it takes about 2 minutes. It's very simple, but what it does is helps point us in the direction to assisting the best we can, because we're not able to make 500 phone calls right away. You know, we want to do that and we're working on that, but this is a way we can assist and offer help very specific to the needs. And yeah, like I said, our response has been really great so far. So encouraging others to fill that out.
What sorts of things are you asking them in that survey?
Really, it's basic.
Okay.
What are you struggling with? What areas do you need assistance in? We point them to our resource link on our website, too. And if they have any questions about any specific grants or loans or opportunities that are listed on that, we want to let them know that we want to help them navigate through that. And, you know, to that topic, a lot of the grants and loans that are available right now, you know, That's something that I think a lot of people don't know. What's the difference between a grant and loan, and what are we doing? How do we do this? So we're working to roll out some topics to discuss in the next week or so, working on that. But, you know, the biggest thing for a business to do right now, if you haven't already done, is talk to your lender. Your lenders are going to be the best point of contact to get a grip on your financials. And if you are a small business and you're thinking you even might be interested in one of the loans or grants, get on top of that right away, because that process can take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those deadlines are April 1st for the hospitality grant. It's a very short window.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of those things. Even if you don't end up needing the funding, then you can decline that once that point comes. But we want to kind of say a shout out to our neighboring business in our building, KCAP, Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Noah Poston is the client manager there, and he is really the point person for any small business looking to apply for the Small Business Disaster Loan, or one of the newest Illinois opportunities announced by Governor Pritzker midweek this last week, the Hospitality Grant or the Small Business Emergency Loan Fund. And he's very familiar with the application process, and he's available to help. So email Noah at nposton@galesburg.org. He's all over this to help. So great to partner with KCAP.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk more about that, or at least remind folks about that before we end this hour. One of the other things, Pam, that I wanted to make sure we touched on, and was the thing that inspired me to have you come on one of our programs here, was the fact that I saw very early on, at least in the last couple of weeks, was the desire by the chamber to help any member of the business community navigate through this, regardless of whether or not they actually were a chamber member. And I think while I can certainly understand that your first priority would be to chamber members, but this is as we keep hearing through various forms, we're all in this together. So I think that was a fantastic thing that kind of that came about. Talk a little bit about the thought process there and how that came up, that you pulled the trigger and said, hey, let's just help whatever business we can here.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of chambers, and because most people aren't as involved at that professional level as someone in the chamber world would be,
yeah,
there are lots of probably smaller community chambers that have taken this initiative. And I was inspired to do that because my mission with this position was to help our community, and our community is very important to so many people, and it's a time to be inclusive. And I don't want to say that the chamber is typically exclusive, but just a means to do a great big virtual hug around our community. And that involves whether they're members or not. And that's not to say that our value to our current members is lessened by any means whatsoever. It's not, absolutely not. And if anything else, the value of membership and just being part of the chamber has increased a lot, exponentially. And this opportunity, we call it the Be Connected membership, this free membership opportunity. It's a way to get connected with our resources and have conversations to connect with the things that you're needing, because a lot of people don't know where to turn to. And we'll be rolling out some really great opportunities next week that I'll be sharing more about. We're still getting those details Sure. figured out, but we're really excited about that because it's helping our community. And that is what we all need to focus on, just maintaining that positive movement. That free membership, there's no strings attached and there's no commitment. It's not like you're signing up for this long and then you're paying for it down the road. I mean, there's really nothing like that. And if anybody knows me, you know that I'm true to my word and really heart is.
But let's be honest, though. I would imagine the end goal would be that maybe at some point when things get a little back to normal, whatever the heck that means these days, that maybe you do get some more members out of it.
You know, I that wasn't at all my process in presenting it to our board when, mm-hmm. when I did talk to them about it. It honestly was because I knew it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Membership is great to grow, and that's always the goal, but that's not at all where my thought process was with this. I think if we do a good job, then, you know, that support continues. It's just like any business. When you do the best you can and be what somebody needs, that's when people want to be part of that.
And I'm glad you've said all that, because as I know we talked when you were first hired for the job, I recall a Galesburg school board member who I will not name, although frankly I think he probably should be called out, but in any event, he said something at a school board meeting once where he said that his business was not a member of the chamber because he felt the chamber was too political. Look, quite frankly, what's political about wanting to get whatever help and resources you can to help your business succeed? That doesn't seem to me to be a particularly political issue.
Right. And I think it's just a matter of opinion, really. I don't feel that way either. I mean, I would say that it's definitely a movement to help the community in general without mm-hmm. any political agenda attached. I certainly don't have a political agenda, and maybe in the past there was a situation that created that thought, but you know, we do deal with legislative issues, but it's more of a matter of the majority of what our chamber members are looking to do and what's in the best interest of our membership base.
I need to take one more break here when we come back. Lily, I swear I will get you back into this conversation. I want to talk to you about what advice that and what resources you have available for nonprofits in this time. And we'll talk more about social media and how that's playing a role in all of this, too, among other things. Lily Blauen with Forefront is on the line. Pam Gaither of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce is in the studio. We'll continue our conversation coming up, about 30 minutes away from Congresswoman Sherry Bustos joining us as well. It is 7:48. This is Galesburg Live on WGIL. I'm Will Stephenson. Listen to a live press conference from City Hall regarding Knox County's first COVID-19 case this morning at 10 o'clock on WGIL. Thank you, me. It's 7:51, almost 7:52 at Galesburg Live on WGIL. I'm sorry. This has been a long couple of weeks for all of us, and at some point, if I don't laugh, I'll cry. I'm Will Stephenson. Thanks for joining me this morning. Pam Gaither may want to cry, but would probably rather laugh, too. She's the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, and Lily Blauen is with Forefront in Illinois, and she is on the line with us this morning. So we were just talking about this off the air, Pam, but I guess level with me. How much time have you spent in the last couple of weeks in video conferencing with your board and with other entities? I that would probably be the one thing that would drive drive me off the ledge, as if I had to sit in front of my computer and stare into a camera all morning to talk to people.
Well, you know, it is what we need to do. And actually, it's been going really well. I would say the most challenging part, though, is having children at home because, you know, I've got a 4- and 7-year-old, and that is probably, you know, where you're holding your breath. Don't run around and just your underwear child behind me. Because they tend to do that, my boys. They get comfortable at home. What can I say?
And now that everybody is referring to their spouses or siblings at home or whatever as co-workers, you kind of need your co-workers to wear pants.
Right, and it's not the easiest thing sometimes. But no, and you know, my husband Bill works at Carl Sandburg College,
yeah.
and his job is quite demanding too. So we kind of, it's just a juggling act and working out the schedule. But I think things are working out pretty good.
So, Lily, how much time have you spent in front of a computer screen lately?
I feel like it's constant. I think it might be better to ask how much time I don't spend in front of the screen.
Are you saying that talking to somebody on the phone right now is a nice, refreshing change of pace?
It is. It is. But I will say I'm really glad that we do have all of those resources at our disposal. And in some ways, I feel more connected to people, particularly my family, who I guess we've all become, you know, overtly concerned about each other. And they're all, you know, they're all over the U.S. So, you know, I'm FaceTiming with my sisters in Alaska and talking to my mom on the, you know, in Florida. And it's just really great to see their faces. For some reason, now more than ever.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I imagine, Pam, as much as sometimes it gets a little crazy having your kids be in the office with you, so to speak, you do get that probably more family time than you imagined, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah?
I created a curriculum for education just to continue because I think that's important. But, yeah, there's fun time and we try to get outside in our backyard and take some walks every now and then too. So it's definitely been one of those things where it's been nice to know we're safe too. And that's been reassuring.
That's great. Lily, give me some of the things or some of the advice or some of the resources that you've been talking with nonprofits about who may continue to have concerns through all of this. What's out there to help them kind of to navigate through however the heck long this is going to go now?
I like to say I would start, I'd start with me. Depending on what they need, if you're a nonprofit and you're not quite sure what's going on, I think that Forefront and my office is a really great place to start, just to get a sense of kind of updates. There's so much information coming at us all the time. And so one of the great things that Forefront is doing is kind of wading through that, through the big bills, and really pulling out key things that nonprofits need to know. So, you know, we have the new Illinois COVID response fund that Governor Pritzker announced earlier this week. There's still navigating, I think, how those funds are going to be distributed and who's going to get those. But that's something that we're definitely monitoring closely and staying in communication with the Galesburg Community Foundation and other local funders to make sure that we know where available dollars are. There's also, of course, the local rapid response fund, again, that you talked about earlier this week, that the Galesburg Community Foundation, along with several community partners, put together. And those funds are available to nonprofits who are working on the front lines that need help. And anybody that feels like they are in need should definitely reach out to Tiffany Springer at the foundation. And see what options are available. I know that they are ready to partner and support nonprofits any way that they can.
Go ahead, Lily. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. You know, in addition to that, like I said, just trying to keep the lines of communication open. So making sure that nonprofits know they're not alone. We've got a discussion board where nonprofit professionals can post kind of resources that they're using, things that are working, or making sure that, they don't have to spend time out of their day kind of wading through all of the webinars and workshops that are going to help them adapt. So Forefront is really working through vetting those for organizations and saying, hey, here's a really great one on how to keep your system safe while you're working remotely and sharing data online, or here's how you communicate with donors in a, you know, in a time of crisis. Here's how you can take care of your staff. So if there are organizations out there who are in need of a plan or are recognizing gaps maybe in the resources that they have readily available to them, you know, we encourage them to reach out to me, to visit the Forefront resource page. And we want to, you know, help them navigate this very difficult situation. In addition to that, we are working, my office is working with Chief Hovind and the Emergency Command Center to try and understand what resources are available in the community to nonprofits, to first, you know, the people on the front lines, to our community in general. So we're actually compiling a list of organizations and businesses that think they that are either providing services or have an idea for services that are needed, or maybe, you know, have volunteers. You know, if you're a nonprofit and you've shut your doors, but you have a big volunteer base, reach out to us, because we know organizations who, you know, have had to shift their operations and maybe don't have access to as many volunteers as they used to. Or if you give to organizations normally, you know, we're encouraging people to keep giving.
Absolutely.
If you're able, and if you can, you know, learn more about the Community Rapid Response Fund and give to that, because, you know, these are the people who have their ear to the ground, they're in the thick of it, and they know, you know, they're working with the people who need it the most. So they're really going to be the ones who know best how to distribute those resources.
And Pam, along the lines of resources for the business community, a lot of those things in terms of, you know, messaging and staying in touch with people via technology and things like that, I imagine are a lot of the same concerns that they have as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And to tip my hat off to Forefront, they do have a really comprehensive list for nonprofits. And we actually include a link to their resources on our business tool resource link on our website, galesburg.org, COVID-19. If you click at the top, you'll see all of these business tools that are available that we've compiled, as many probably other chambers have done, and probably the radio station as well.
Yeah.
But this is specific to businesses and opportunities at the state and federal level for loans and grants and unemployment connections of that nature. So I encourage you to check out our website for those resources and to contact us, like Lily said, to keep the communication line open and reach out when, you know, when there's something that you need to know more about.
I'm out of time, but I want to make sure we touch on social media, because I think that that's one of the other things, Pam, you first, that you've really kind of been encouraging, and you've started at least one hashtag, which is still about as new of a term as I can think of, at least to me in my old age here. But that's one of the things
you've
that
you've been using hashtags.
You can teach an old dog new tricks, but that's one of the things that can really help as well here.
Yeah, we rolled out a hashtag Rally Greater Galesburg, and that the basis is that the chamber is it involves a community greater than just Galesburg. So we our outreach expands out beyond just the Galesburg city limits. And, you know, we really want to bring home the fact that this community does really well, and to keep it up. Everybody's doing a great job, and it's just a way to impart more positivity into what we're saying on social media. Social media is kind of a star right now going on. Everybody's on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the social media channels. So it's just, you know, it's just a way we can help bring home that positive aspect and feel. And we rolled out a daily challenge on social media too, and that was really to help the business sector as well as individuals. And, you know, it's a time of unknown. We want to remind folks that simple things can really help be more meaningful in a time like this when we kind of feel so helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Lily, social media on your end?
Well, we are really using it to try and connect people who are able to volunteer right now using our Get Connected platform, mm-hmm. which is our volunteer network. That is open to any business or organization that is in need of manpower. So it functions a little like a lot like Facebook, really. It's very easy to use. You sign on, you just need your name and an email address, and you can look at all of the volunteer opportunities that are happening every day in our community. And you can sign up from your PC, you can sign up on your smartphone. The United Way has been using it. They've got, I think, 8 different sites where they're feeding kids in the community, and they are looking for volunteers all the time. So if you if you're able to volunteer, you feel healthy enough to come out and give a hand, I really encourage you to visit the Get Connected site. And if you need volunteers, please reach out, because we will get you set up and we will help connect you to the community.
And how can the nonprofit community reach Forefront to get more information?
You can visit our website at myforefront.org, or you can reach out to me directly at lblowen@myforefront.org. I can spell that out if I need to. or give me a call at 309-351-8568. I'm always by my phone waiting to look something up for you, help you, you know, plan out scenarios, provide whatever you need. Like Pam said, visit the Chamber page, check out their business resources, and follow that link to Forefront's resource page.
And Pam, give your contact information and your website one more time.
Yeah, the website's galesburg.org. You can email us at chamber@galesburg.org or give us a call at 343-1194. We just want to, we also want to say thank you to our Chamber members for your support and the community as a whole. We really couldn't do what we do without them.
Well, Pam Gaither, Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, thank you for coming in and for what you're doing for the community as well. A lot of folks, again, have really stepped up, and the Chamber's among them. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Lily Blowen of Forefront, thanks for stepping up as well and for your time and for all the work you're doing for the community. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, and thanks for drawing attention to our community and just bringing all these great stories to light.
You're very welcome. Again, Lily Blowen with Forefront, Pam Gaither with the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. When we come back, Congresswoman Sherry Bustos joins us as Galesburg Live continues on WGIL. First, a check of local news headlines.